This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, welcome to Lay Link. You're listening to Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text in the studio tonight on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, how are you this week?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well.
Such a short week.
It has been a very short week. Everyone loves a public holiday, don't they?
A few public holidays is always good.
Unless, of course, you're working, but you should still love it because you're getting extra money.
Exactly.
It's always the bonus of working a public holiday.
Yes, eh?
Myself, you know, working in the public sector. I don't have to worry about that.
Yes. Well, see, we had Tuesday off as well, so that was just delightful.
You got Tuesday?
Yeah, we did.
I didn't get Tuesday. I might have been able to recover from my hangover from Lick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were pretty, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, look.
Well, so what did you do on the weekend?
What did we do on the weekend? Friday night, we did go to Lick.
We did.
And it went off.
It was a good night.
Lick, of course, it is a huge event that is held every couple of months in Melbourne, also in Sydney and Brisbane now.
Yes.
And this is, you know, it's run by the very beautiful Natalie.
Yes.
The very beautiful Natalie, who runs her own show with Ginny.
Yes, she does. And she was in America, and I thought it was funny that she came back. She said she came back for Lick. I reckon she came back because Rihanna's in town. We know.
Interesting.
We know.
But I didn't know Rihanna was in town, so...
She is. She's doing promotion for her movie.
Well, maybe she can do some promotion for our show.
Yeah.
She's not open to
that side of her life.
Yeah, not yet.
Mm. Come and join us, honey. It's fun over here.
It is fun. We like this side of the fence.
So Friday was Lick. Lick was really good.
Lick was awesome. It was a great night. There were so many girls there. And I mean, this is held, of course, down in Glenfrey Road at Room 680, which is an awesome club. I like that club. It's such a good venue because there's so many different places you can be.
Yes, and there, you know, like, and there were good DJs.
There are good DJs. Every time there's a Lick event, I love all the DJs.
It was just good music. It was just good. And there were people like visiting from interstate, and there was the old crew. I like that there was people I haven't seen in a while who've finally come out of hibernation or who've re-entered Melbourne.
Yeah, see, I like that too. I like the idea that everyone can come together. Yeah, I went there. Saturday, of course, was a recovery session for many, I think.
I think so, because, yeah, there was a lot of... interesting things happening at Lick.
I spent the whole day on the couch feeling not too happy.
See?
Yeah.
I was busy helping my mum cook for Easter.
Joy.
I know. And eating the rest from the day before.
Gosh.
God, I ate so much. It wasn't funny.
Easter, of course, was on Sunday, and we capped off our Easter celebrations with a nice evening out at Sundaylicious at the Wharf Hotel in Melbourne.
It was. It was brilliant. I had so much fun at Sundaylicious.
Such
I love it.
Such a great event. The beautiful Julie McKenzie, who runs the Pinkalicious events, created Sundaylicious as a celebration, and that's exactly what it is. Every Sunday that we get down there once a month, and it is just brilliant.
And there was just a really great crowd, really nice mix of people.
Yeah, it's, you know, you get someone from every walk of life, and that's the thing.
Yeah,
they were all there,
and everyone was having fun, and the music was great, and they didn't play 9 till 5 till I think about 1 o'clock in the morning. Julie, what's that? Come on, it's your song, and you weren't there. I was waiting for her to do a little shuffle on the bar. No, it didn't happen. So Sunday was good.
Oh dear. All right, we want to know what you did on the weekend, so send us a text in the studio at 0427JOY949. Now, I also just want to have a little chat because, of course, this past week, Tony Abbott's sister, Christine Forster, she's come out of the closet.
Well, she came out a few years ago.
Well,
like,
she's
to
come
the
out
family.
Officially.
But she came out officially,
she's come
yes.
out officially to the world.
And I believe his brother's actually gay as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
They're all gay, that fat man. So, yes.
Let's not get into that side of things,
but yes.
But he's still against same-sex marriage. How
is
that even fair?
Because he's claiming that he made a commitment to the voters that he was going to do this. And I can acknowledge that, and I have no issue with that. But if you've realised that you've maybe made a mistake or something has changed and you could maybe open your eyes and your mind and heart to a different aspect in life, it takes a great man to admit you're wrong.
Is he? He's just...
You know,
he's
and you can change your convictions. hands and just say to people that, look, I understand, and, you know, I think that maybe, you know, what is it going to cause an issue if they allow a conscience vote?
You know, it just seems to me like the leaders in this country are all just sidestepping the issue. They're just sidestepping it. Like, it comes up and smacks them in the forehead and they still go around the outside.
They do. Good old Malcolm Turnbull actually is for it, so go him.
I'm so political. I don't even know who he is.
Oh, God, do I have to explain this? I'm going to hook you up with Doug Pollard from the Rainbow Report.
Okay.
As in not hook you up. Just introduce you to say, no, I think his partner might object and yours would as well.
Yeah.
No, just so that you can open your mind to a more political side of the world.
I will take that challenge. Mm. I'll take that on board because my life, it does need a little bit of, political uplift.
He runs a very interesting show.
Yeah, see, that's something I need to get
Rainbow Report.
I need to educate myself.
Yes. You can podcast it.
I can't. Well, that's even better. You can podcast so many shows that are on Joy, though.
You can. You can podcast pretty much every show, including this one.
Oh, including
it. Oh, my God.
Oh, we're just plugging ourselves.
Oh, because we love ourselves.
Not roughly. send us a text in the studio on 0427JOY949 or even email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Laylink. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about how to ask a girl out, funny and cringeworthy pickup lines, and we're even throwing in a short conversation about praying away the gay. Oh, God
forbid. Oh, my God. Help us all.
Welcome back to Laylink. You're listening to Basha and Tian.
I hope they came back after that song.
Oh, come on, a little bit of One Direction.
I can't believe you snuck that in.
You know, I'm just owning it because I like it and also because they're in Australia.
I know. I'm so grateful that they're in Sydney so I don't have to listen to like little teeny boppers as I'm going into the city on the weekend and we're like, no, help.
Oh, no, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that love a bit of One Direction, you know.
Well, our number one fan said that she does enjoy a bit of One Direction, so there you go. Yeah, and she's saying thank you for rubbing it in of how awesome a weekend we had. Well, it was your own fault for not being there.
It was a good weekend, though.
It was a good weekend.
It was a very good
weekend. We got another message. Oops, my boobs.
That must be from Sian.
Mmm, mousy.
If you want to send us a text, here are the details.
You can have your say. SMS 0427JOY949.
Okay, you're listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Laylink.
It is.
We're on Joy 94.9, as the messages said. Send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us in the studio tonight on onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha, we're talking about how to ask someone out.
Because we're helping our young listener who emailed us a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Asking us a few complex questions and we thought we'd tackle them over a few shows.
Yes, because we like to draw things out.
We do. We get distracted onto other topics. So we thought we'd help you out with how to ask someone out. So you've kindly found an article.
I have.
With some lovely pointers.
And you know what? And I love these pointers because they span over everyone, okay? So even if you just need to brush up on those dating tips, you can always use these to sort of, you know, extend your dating horizons. So the first tip that I've got here is that become friends with her.
That's always helpful. You can't love her from afar.
If it's your barista at the coffee shop or something you can't really...
Stalking's not good.
Yeah, stalking's definitely not good. So, you know, be friends and then you're not technically a stalker anymore.
And you actually know her and actually know her name.
Yeah, so you don't have to stand outside her window and watch her get undressed. Or what? No? Okay. Learn her views on the LGBTIQ community.
That's always good.
This is an important one, I think, because if you don't know if this girl is straight or gay or bi or whatever, it can be really important to get out there and, you know, you might see an article in the newspaper talking about gay marriage and just say, hey, what's your opinion on that?
Even though she could be supportive of this, she may not herself be gay.
That is true. There are a lot of lovely straight peoples out there that are, you know, down with the homos.
So you might want to have to actually ask her.
Yeah, well, that comes to the next point.
I know. I'm jumping the points. I'm sorry.
That. Yes, of course. Learn if she is bisexual or lesbian. That is an important one in there.
It is.
Because if she's not, then that could be kind of awkward. But even if she isn't, I'm still going to say, you know, put yourself out there. Because just because she's not bisexual or lesbian before doesn't mean she's not going to fall for you. And all of a sudden she is. That happens everywhere.
It does. And if you're young, then yes. Experimentation.
Well, there's
always good.
There's nothing wrong with a bit of experimentation.
No, it's not.
As long as you, you know, protect your heart, look after yourself.
Yes, protect your heart is always important.
Make sure that you're number one always.
Always. What is the next point?
The next point that I've got on here is look for body language.
Oh, really?
Now, this I'm a huge believer in assessing people's body language. If someone's turned towards you or if they're facing a leg away or if they talk really animated with their hands like I'm doing right now.
Which our listeners can so see.
Oh, yes. You know, that's really important and you can learn to read body language really easily. I mean, just Google body language and get a huge amount of information.
Yes, there's a lot out there.
There is a lot out there, and it's always really a good thing to brush up on, not just for dating, but for all of your life as well, because it can come in handy. The next one I've got here, figure out a subtle way to let her know that you're bisexual or lesbian. Now, a subtle way. So you might wear a piece of rainbow jewellery, you might have a badge on your bag, you might shave off half your hair.
That's very subtle.
That's my subtle way. You know, it could be anything like that. It's not just about physically showing things, but you can project that
No,
as
you
well.
Can't.
If you can get your swagger on.
I had a friend who I wanted to tell I was gay and I didn't know how to tell her, so I just decided that I was going to show her a photo of my ex, and that was just easy.
Yeah, see, that's a really good way of doing it.
Because then it's like, there it is, and that's pretty clear.
I'm interested in this person. Oh, look, it's Megan Fox.
This is who I used to date.
You used to date Megan Fox? I'm really impressed right now, Basha.
Yeah. No, she's a very attractive lady, but
you know, I'm sure a lot of the things that are quoted from her are misconstrued.
Probably. I've never actually, I'm waiting to see her in a quality movie.
But Transformers wasn't quality enough for you?
No.
Oh my God, stuff blowing up? Robots? Oh, I'm seriously unimpressed with you right now. I'm getting a migraine. Next thing on our list here, if you know her to be bisexual or lesbian, give her subtle hints that you like her. Buy her flowers and chocolates and...
That's not subtle.
Right. What? No?
Buying her flowers and chocolates is pretty unsubtle.
That's just how I roll.
Yeah, I know. That's how you roll. But we're talking 17-year-old here, so really?
Subtle. Okay.
Subtle.
So sit really close to her, invite her to go to a movie, gazing into each other's eyes over the ice cream
say,
at pancake parlour.
I was going to say, because at the movie you're actually looking at someone else's eyes, but anyway. But you could sort of, yeah.
You know what I mean.
You can share the armrest.
Little ways that you can share the armrest. You can share popcorn. You can buy her a drink.
Yeah, you can.
A non-alcoholic beverage because you're 17.
I don't sell those in most cinemas.
Yep.
Unless you're in gold class.
Really? I need to go to gold class. Anyway, next thing here, if at this point she has noticed these signs and doesn't seem to be uncomfortable with all this attention, chances are that she feels the same way about you. If she hasn't noticed these signs, continue doing this until she does. You don't want to pester the woman.
She'll get a restraining order on you.
Yeah, you don't want to start messing with restraining orders. That can always get a bit sus.
Yeah.
But I definitely think the idea that they've put here is chances are that she feels the same way about you because she doesn't seem uncomfortable. Well, that's highly likely.
Probably.
And really, if you're spending all this amount of time with someone and you're investing all this time and they're investing all this time, it might not just be plutonic. Platonic? Plutonic.
Platonic.
Yeah, I fail at the English language.
I love when you do this because you did this last time. I've just got to make a thing of you mispronouncing words because that'll just be fun.
Plutonic.
Plutonic.
Is it platonic?
It's
no,
platonic.
Really.
Platonic. It is platonic.
I love it. All right, gather up all your courage and tell her your feelings, which is what you should have done in the beginning because really...
No, because you could have scared her.
No, because you know what? Rejection happens all the way through your life, whether it's relationships, family, work,
yes,
home,
but if she's at school, she's 17, therefore she's at school. That means every day she's got to see this girl. They could be in classes together. That could be awkward.
It might not just be a girl at school. It could be, you know...
Yeah, down the street, that's fine, you know.
It could be the girl at JB Hi-Fi. I always had JB Hi-Fi crushes. The girls in there are fine. I don't know what's with that.
All right. I have to go in and actually, yeah, you usually really I'm looking at the DVDs and the CDs and they rearrange DVDs. And I'm like,
what? You go shopping for other things at JB Hi-Fi.
Well, there's my mistake.
You should be buying all your DVDs online anyway.
Oh, then how are you keeping these lovely women at JB Hi-Fi, you know, employed if you're buying everything online?
Oh, that's actually a really interesting thought. I never thought of that before.
That explains why you come home a lot with big bags from JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah, they upsell really well.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure these ladies do. They're very good at their job.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right. Look, send us a text in the studio on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. If you've got any little dating tips that you want to throw out there, or you can tell us we're completely wrong and losing the plot because we get that. That's fine.
And we have no idea. That's fine. And Mousy just asked, who the hell is One Direction?
One Direction are a band of, like, I think there's five boys. They're, like, 16 or something. And
three of them look like lesbians?
Well, I think most of them look like lesbians.
They've got the bow ties and the lesbian haircuts.
That's why anyway. I love them.
Yeah, see?
Oh, dear.
They're secretly women.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Those poor teenage girls, you can probably hear them screaming in Sydney.
No.
I'm sorry, Sydney people.
Sorry, ladies, young ladies that love One Direction. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Well, welcome back to Lay Link. You're listening to Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or 0427569949. You can email us in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha and I were totally distracted.
We were, but I have a message from Cassandra who said that she... Who doesn't have JB Hi-Fi crushes? Cassie from Melbourne. So we have to go... So we have to. I'm guessing she's in the Melbourne... So in the Melbourne City store, we have to go check this woman out.
Okay. All right. I'm there.
We are. There's a few stores in Melbourne.
Really?
I'll have to figure out which one she's at.
We'll have to map them all out, shall we?
Okay. We'll just walk in. Just Cassie, right?
Don't. Okay, we can't do that. That's bad.
We won't. We're kidding.
Unless she wants us to, in which case, maybe.
Anyway, let's continue.
All right, so look, we're talking about funny and cringeworthy pickup lines, the good, the bad, and the slapworthy. We have a list.
We do have
We've
a list.
Checked and it twice.
We got distracted.
We got distracted.
We got so excited by the list.
Some of these are so funny.
Some of these are so bad.
You can kick us off. You go first.
So do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again?
Oh, beautiful.
God.
You know, I would use that. All right.
Really?
It's a good thing that I have my library card. Why? Because I'm totally checking you out.
I love that you did the high-pitched voice.
Yeah,
the
this is
voice.
Like this is like my pickup voice. You,
okay.
You know, we're in character right now, baby.
Oh, are we?
Work with me.
People call me John, but you can call me tonight.
Oh, that's bad.
That's so bad.
Okay. Do I know you? Because you look a lot like my next girlfriend. Anyway.
Are you a parking ticket? You've got fine written all over you.
Oh, see, that's really bad. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, okay, off you go.
You see, this is where I see slapworthy because, you know, I was going to say throw the drink in your face, but, you know, drinks are expensive. We're not going to waste a perfectly good drink at throwing at some guy or girl.
Guy or girl.
Some guy or girl.
See my friend over there? He wants to know if you think I'm cute. I would use that one.
See, that's okay. That's all right. We can accept that one. Would you sleep with a stranger? No? Then hi, my name is. See, you'd probably know.
No, I'm kidding.
I laugh.
Perfectly in a cave. If I followed you home, would you keep me?
Now, yeah, if someone said that,
I'd be like, excuse me?
Hold on. Lesbian relationships, they're U-hauling by the second date. Come on, think about it. That's actually probably like the number one pickup line in the lesbian community.
No, I think my answer to that would be, no, I'd call the police. Thank you.
Do your legs hurt from running through my dreams all night? Oh, God. They just get worse and worse.
Your eyes are bluer than the Atlantic Ocean, and baby, I'm lost at sea.
Are those space pants? Because your ass is out of this world.
See, I love that one.
Really?
I would use that.
Really?
It's funny.
Oh.
Okay, do you know karate? Because your body's kicking.
Let's have breakfast together tomorrow. Shall I call you or nudge you?
That's bad. Okay.
Oh.
How about, where's your dad a baker? Because you've got a nice set of buns.
Oh, see, these are bad. I'm sorry. Now, have you heard some of these?
I've got to, hang on. I've got to...
Have you ever heard any of these? Have any of these been used on you?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not really a pick-up line kind of gal.
Nah, I'm not either.
No, I don't think I could even use them and be serious.
We can't be serious. We're saying them. We're laughing. We can't even seriously say them.
It's too funny.
Yeah, see,
though.
I just think they don't work. I think the best pick-up line is to walk up to someone and say, "Hi, my name is..." And you are?
Let's get married.
No, start a conversation.
A conversation.
A conversation.
Conversation.
Pickup lines are so cheesy.
Yeah, well, I don't think people even use pickup lines anymore unless they're kidding. But, you know, if anyone out there does use pickup lines, if you've got a dodgy pickup line that you want to share with us.
Or a really good one.
Or a really good one that we haven't had. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Have you got another one for me?
Oh, there's a few here, but I just can't bring myself to read them. Okay. They're just so bad. I'm sorry.
I've got this one. You must be Jamaican because you're making me crazy.
Okay, a listener just messaged us. My face is leaving soon and I want you on it.
Oh, that is brilliant. I've got to write that down. That's gold.
Oh, who's going to be using that on Saturday night?
Tell us if you've used that. I want to know. What reaction? Was that good, bad, or slap-worthy?
Did it work?
That's interesting. It just makes me laugh. My face Okay. If you were a booger, I would pick you first.
See, no, God.
All right. I've noticed you noticing me, and I'm just giving you notice that I've noticed you.
Oh, yes. I'll try and say that when you're drunk.
That's very corporate.
Can I buy you a drink, or do you just want the money?
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
I'll take the money, thanks.
Make a song about that? Yes.
I'll take the money.
Mm.
Somebody call the cops because it's got to be illegal to look that good. Sorry. I'm like the queen of bad jokes. And bad pickup lines. I'm loving them.
Yes, these are just really bad. I'm sorry.
But they're bad but good in a way.
Yeah, there's some really bad ones in here which I have no intention of reading out because I think we'd offend people and I would offend myself just having to read them out.
There are actually some in here. I mean, we got this off a website on the internet and I've got to say some of them are a little bit...
I would die a million deaths if it meant I could be with you. Oh, really? That's lovely. What you
want
to hear from some complete stranger.
I want someone to write that on a Valentine's Day card for me.
All right, we'll arrange that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, these are really bad.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Are.
Look, we apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
We hope these never get used on you.
And if they do, well, it's not our fault. They're online. People have found them.
And made them up, I'm sure. I'm not even going to...
But have you had any of these lines used on you?
No.
So you don't use lines. See, I don't use pickup lines.
I'm not.
Yeah, see, I haven't heard women use these lines. I've heard guys use cheesy lines.
Men use cheesy lines a lot.
Yeah, they
do. And you've got to wonder why.
Because they don't know how to say hello and chat.
Yeah, but I thought that was like a girl thing, you know.
No, women just stare at each other longingly across a room and then they walk away and then they go home all disgruntled and upset.
What?
No, that's some women.
I would never do that.
Some people just get up in their space.
I get up in people's space.
You do.
I used to. I don't anymore.
No, you don't.
Clarification.
Yes. You're not allowed to get up in people's space.
No, that would get me a slap. Look, if you've got any funny pickup lines that you want to share with us, please send us a text in the studio right now on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. Yes, Basha, you're looking at me longingly.
No, longingly,
are you about to hit me with a pickup line?
No, I'm not actually. I'm all picked up out.
Picked up out.
Man, I'm...
Picked up out.
Yeah.
Have you ever been picked up out before?
I just can't even think. These lines are so bad.
I know. Look, you're listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tian. Now, Basha, we are talking about praying away the gay.
We are. There was an interesting article in Sunday's Age. Ministry is praying on gay shame.
Now, how does one pray away the gay? Because, I mean, I'm not down with that. And I'm pretty sure that anyone that's listening to Joy is not down with praying away the gay. But I do feel like it's a subject that we need to sort of talk about.
Well, these are things that were in a... I know that these kind of, I guess you'd call them religious groups, or cults.
Cults. cults.
Yes. Were in America. It turns out they've made their ways to our lovely shores.
Great.
So this article is all about there's at least 10 groups in Australia.
Wow, 10. See, I didn't know that. I thought, okay, maybe one or two scary random.
And the funny thing is that they're modelled on the American ex-gay groups.
Ex-gay.
And the fundamentalist Christian who are trying to pray away your gayness.
See, I'm tightly reined right now with my anger, but I just want you to know that
I know.
It's really frustrating me.
It is, but the funny thing is in the article they were discussing the fact that these are not run by accredited psychologists or psychiatrists and that they can actually cause a lot of harm.
Well, they can. I mean, they're telling you to block out your identity. Like, that's who you are, and they're telling you to block it out and to pretend it doesn't exist and you'll be fine.
Yes.
These people that do this, quote, successfully, unquote, you know, they end up in marriages. And I just feel sorry for these kids because these people are coming out later in life when, you know, they have whole families and they've got to go, oh, sorry, no, that didn't work years later.
Whoops.
Oops. Sorry, I believe
the crazy guy didn't work. Yes.
Like, I do not agree with praying away the gay.
No.
It frustrates me.
It is. It is quite annoying. And in this article, it was quite interesting because the guy that the article was based on, he was talking about he'd been on a date and he was coming home from the date with a lovely young gentleman and he had a lovely time. And then he thought, oh, no, I have to go to my group meeting in the week and discuss this and I'm going to be reprimanded.
Yeah, what exactly does reprimand mean?
Well, he was talking about the fact that this lady who ran one of the groups here in Melbourne, I believe, was basically asking him if he'd been abused as a child, which he answered to no. He must have a horrible relationship with his father. He said, no, actually he has a really good relationship with his father. And she just kept on going on to these points and yeah, saying that there's something happened in your life and you've just forgotten it. And he said that it actually made him think and it was making him a bit crazy because he was trying to find these things that don't exist because nothing happened.
The root.
He was born this way.
What is your root? Do you know what that's from, that term, your root? Not that root, but the other root. The root of your gayness, right? My partner and I, Nat, we were sitting down the other night and watching one of the movies that I find absolutely hilarious. It's called But I'm a Cheerleader. It's quite a well-known lesbian gay movie. It's about a young girl who basically gets shipped off by her parents to this farm out in the middle of nowhere where they help you to get rid of your gayness, which I'll quote again, we are not okay with. And, you know, they go out there and one of the steps in their process of getting rid of the gay or whatever is they're talking about finding the root of their gayness. And one of the really ridiculous ones they found, one girl said that her root was that her mum wore a suit to her wedding.
Okay.
It's funny.
Her mother's really been gay.
Another one was the father lost his job and the mother had to support the family or something. It's really good value. Anyway, that's my story. If you haven't seen that movie, it's called But I'm a Cheerleader.
Good to watch.
Really random. It's adorable though.
But yes, in this article he was discussing the fact that he was calling the turning point of about 40 men who had undertaken the program and they were still all gay.
Yeah.
And the guy that ran this program, he said he was as camp as any queen at Mardi Gras. Wonder who's in the closet now.
The irony is just dripping off that, isn't it?
It is. No. Yes, it was an interesting article. It's great to read that on an Easter Sunday. You sat there reading the paper and thinking, thanks for that, because I don't need to feel bad about myself.
I don't even understand media these days and why they're allowed to publicise things like that. I mean, surely it's some kind of defamation or something. Can't we just yell at all of them, please?
Oh, my God. Their messages are just going insane.
Do you have something to share?
Hi, ladies. No cheesy pickup lines here. Wish someone would.
All right. That's kind of cute.
Oh.
I got one.
Have you got one?
Excuse me, if I go straight this way, will I be able to reach your heart?
But I am a cheerleader.
Aww.
Oh, really?
I'm a cheerleader too, in my head. I have pom-poms and everything. And I actually look really great in the outfit.
Exodus is one of the major Pray Away the Gay agencies, by the way. Why, thank you for that. I hope you haven't attended them. I hope you know this by reading and not a first-hand experience.
See, I wish there was a way that we could raise more awareness about these groups to young people in our community, because they just get sucked into them, Basha, and they cannot stay away. It's just, it's frustrating.
Sorry, these messages, I'm just getting distracted. My mum got married in pants. Okay.
I'm going to get married in pants.
Well, yes. No, actually, I don't see that.
No? You
know, no, I could see you in a dress.
Shush. Yes. I'm getting nods from people here. They're saying I'm going to get married in a dress.
So you're going to wear a dress?
Yes, I've already picked it
with
out.
With the girls out and everything. You won't be hiding those things.
Look, if you want to send us a message about praying away the gay, or even share a funny or cringeworthy pickup line, please send us a text on 0427JOY949 or 0427569949. You can even email us in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. This is our show, Lay Link, with Basha and Tian on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian. Please head over to Facebook and like our Lay Link page. You can follow us and the topics we're talking about, and you can even learn what's coming up on the weekend.
Oh, hold on. I was going to give our email address so people could message us.
Oh, what is our email address?
laylink@live.com.au.
laylink@live.com.au. And we take all emails from anyone, any gender,
yes,
any sexuality, does not matter.
We don't discriminate.
We
all
don't
are
discriminate,
welcome.
Yo.
And yes, thank you to everyone who's been messaging us with their pickup lines and everything about praying away the gay. We appreciate all the messages. We've just been flooded with so many messages that we just can't read them all. I'm in message overload. I've just never seen the screen. Just going drung, 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 drung. I'm like, help.
Basha,
there's too many.
Basha was doing the stress face that she only does in the car on the way here.
Shh. Quiet. Quiet.
Oh, my gosh. All
don't
right, look.
Tell people.
On next week's show,
yes, we're going to talk. Yes, a bit of a teaser.
A bit of a teaser for you. We're going to be cracking open relationships, yo.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yo. We are. We're going to be cracking into open relationships because.
Oh, you're going cracking into open relationships because you said cracking open relationships.
Cracking
I thought, what? You've lost me.
No.
We're going to be discussing open relationships.
Yes, we will be discussing.
So people in
open
relationships with other people, with other people, with other people.
No, that's polyamory. No, we're talking about an open relationship. Well, it can be anything you really want it to be, can't it? It's open. It's
yes.
A free-for-all. Go nuts.
It's a free-for-all.
Boundaries are very important, though, and we are going to be outlining that and having a little bit of fun
with
it.
We will. So if you have an opinion, if you are in one and you want to tell us, or you think they're good, bad, or ugly,
we want to know.
Just message us. Yeah. Let us know.
Send us a Facebook message,
yes.
Laylink on Facebook, or you can even email us at laylink@live.com.au.
Yes, and tell us your opinion so we know.
Yeah.
And that would be the end of our show. I can't believe the hour has gone so quickly.
The hour is gone. What do we do with the rest of our night?
I know. It's like, oh my God, it's nearly midnight.
As it is every Thursday night that we're in here.
I know.
I do love it.
All
right.
Well, people, we hope you enjoyed our show. We'll be here next week. Same time. Same channel.
Same time. Same channel. Same crazy people.
Yes. Talking about open relationships.
Open relationships. Wow. Not really.
I don't know.
Okay.
I just wanted to put that out there.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.